Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. It's a Tuesday night, and we're looking for some callers that want to call in for a psychic reading. And anybody who wants to call in, I'm glad that they were callers last night. It was actually a pretty interesting conversation about vampires, demon walkers, alien abductions. We're always looking to talk about supernatural things. And tonight, I just want to talk to Roy. We're going to bring Roy on. We're going to talk about sacred geometry on how we can use codes to heal people. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. And again, we want to welcome back all our longtime callers and listeners. Looking forward to another great night of Astro 9 2012. And as you mentioned about sacred geometry, I just wanted to share that we just recently learned of a guy from Southern California. His name is Lloyd Muir, and he's been he's a geologist that's been studying, you know, a lot of minerals and different other kind of earth elements, and he found that everything is energy and it puts out a vibrational frequency, and in these frequencies he was able to get codes, and they're usually 11 digits long, and he claims that you have to be of a 108 frequency in order to use these codes to help people with any kind of problems that they might be going through, whether it be asthma, whether it be arthritis, you know, cancer or anything. And we were able to get more information from Lloyd. We talked to him and on the phone, and he shared some of this information with us. And we do have some of the codes, and we'd love to share some of that with any of the listeners out there and helping to clear, you know, these energy blockages that they might be having because of different illnesses. And is there anything else you wanted to share, Adrian?
Well, it's quite interesting how numbers in our sacred geometry on how that can heal people. You know, it's interesting because we notice that some numbers are longer than others, and the ones that are longer are called the frequency bands. And we know that from what Lloyd was saying that we have to be a 108 frequency band in order to activate those codes. You know, and we know everything is a vibration and everything's a frequency. And we don't know what part of our body, what we're missing in our frequencies, as far as, you know, what codes we're missing. So it'd be very interesting to find out on how these frequency bands, and once we get to that attunement, which I think the 108 is an attunement to those frequency bands, which I feel like, you know, that will definitely activate our DNA. And for the people that, you know, are suffering from different mental disorders, stress, anxiety, we all know that's connected to the emotional body, in which sacred geometry can actually heal a lot of the core issues that we're having. You know, we have charts that go into the core issues of the emotional body. We have the charts that go into the physical body as well as the emotional. And we know that it's all tied in with programming. And so when we deprogram the emotional body, we're going into the energetic field and we're using sacred geometry to deprogram that programming. So, you know, you can use hypnosis. Hypnosis is another way to deprogram the mind and the energetic field. I also want to mention that we also do some psychic readings, and for anybody who would like to call and get a psychic reading, call in now. And also, I also have what they call story cubes, in which the story cubes go into a lot of different types of information that pulls out of your subconscious mind. And basically, the information that comes from the story cubes is it puts you kind of like in a role play where you will be playing in a role and you will basically use your imagination to tell us what the interpretation is that what you see in your subconscious mind, which is interesting because that helps to deprogram the subconscious mind as well. And they use these dice in China, in which this is where I found them, was from China. They were using them on kids from China. And so it's very interesting stuff, you know, to use your subconscious mind and your fantasizing, sort of like role-playing. But you're basically seeing what you're seeing in the dice, and there's different types of dice, as you're basically going within that role-play and you're deprogramming your mind as well as your energetic body as well. Is there anything you want to share with the story dice, Roy?
Well, I just wanted to share that we found that the story dice pretty much take you into different ventures, might I say, and that's you begin to play out the story. I mean, you're the one who is, you know, the producer, you know, or the author of your story. And so there's a lot of interesting, you know, as the dice are rolled, you know, it does put the pieces of the story, and then you start seeing the story as it begins to unfold and begins to make a picture of what, you know, is going on, you know, in your life and where you want to go and what you want to accomplish and the people that you meet along the way. Is there anything else, Adrian?
Well, we also know, too, that the story cubes also activate a lot of your altars. Everybody has an altar, and some of us have what they call an alter ego, but the alters start to activate, and when they activate in your brain through your subconscious mind, the alters will become reality, and it will manifest into this reality. So you have to be careful. How do you use your imagination? Basically, what you see on a subconscious level, what you're broadcasting. Just like if you were playing a D&D, you know, they come out with all these different games. To me, that's all just programming, and you're able to explore different parts of your alter, different parts of your imagination, and then it becomes reality. And in this reality, we know that in the matrix of this reality is not real. So we do know that we are the co-creators of our own reality. And that we can basically have a happy ending or we can have a sad ending. It's just, it's all about how we want to role play with these story cube dice and how it basically plays out like a movie. And so it's kind of interesting that we kind of run into a lot of these different types of technologies. Basically, some of them have come outside of China. You know, because a lot of the people that in China, they were very open-minded kids. We also know that if you were to use the story cubes along with the Ormus, which we've discovered a powder called Ormus. Do you want to explain what the Ormus is, Roy?
Well, Ormus, from what we found out, it goes all the way back to the time of Moses, when he went up into the mountain, Mount Sinai, and he was able to speak to God and came back, and he found out that his people were worshiping idols, and these idols were made out of gold. So he was pretty upset, so he made them melt these idols because they were made out of gold, and then he tossed them into the water, and then he had the people consume, you know, this, you know, after it is mixed with the water, then they consumed it. They killed this manna. And in the Bible, and tells about this, you just need to go in the Bible and read more about it. But what we found out that this manna had a lot of different purities, you know, a lot of different minerals, you know, and this, the orange, we found out about later that this was discovered in South Africa. He was doing some farming or cultivating, and then found out that when he mixed it, the certain fertilizers, it caused some kind of chemical reaction, and it was actually exploding. Out, water would make contact with it, and so he had it. He was able to pay the money, spent over, I think, over to test the science, you know, on what it was, and they weren't able to find out. Found out that it had some kind of more than one mineral, and it had gold in it, had silver, it had all these different qualities, different minerals. And they were putting, but what was interesting that a lot of the Chinese were experimenting with this and giving some of this with their children, and found out that it increased the protons in their brain, and it made these kids very smart and very intelligent. And this is what this Armas is able to do. Me and my son Nathan, we both tried some for about 4 months, and we did notice in our past everything. Is there anything else, Adrian, you want to share?
Well, it's very interesting. Along with the Ormus, I think that the deprogramming, as far as, you know, if you were, say, you were a frequency 108, which we don't know what that's like, but once we've experienced it, I'm sure it'd be very powerful along with the Ormus. And for anybody that would like to learn more about Ormus, I think it would be very interesting to see how that affects along with the deprogramming and with the energetic programs that we've all been infiltrated with. I just want to explain what the programs are. The programs are basically programs that have been implanted in our energetic field or wired into our energetic field. It could be in many, many different ways. We've talked about implanting alien implants. They're wired in many different ways. We also have cell phones and electronics that have affected our energy field, which also is part of these programs. When you look at softwares like Yahoo, or you look at the internet, the worldwide internet, that's all basically programmed as well into the matrix. But it's interesting because a lot of these programs have been put on us in different ways. Some of us have been part of experiments, like you were saying, back in the time of the Philadelphia experiment, which is what we call Monarch programming. That's a program. There's different programs that have been put on us energetically, and we know that it goes a lot deeper with sacred geometry, and that we can use sacred geometry to get rid of a lot of the programs. We also find that even animal totems could also be programmed. You know, we found out that everybody has what they call dolphin frequency, or they have bear frequency, or they have cougar frequency. Those are frequencies that have been programmed into us. And so some are good, some are bad. Some of them can actually cause suicide alters, which is what we call wolf frequency. And so anyways, these energetic programs can be deprogrammed with sacred geometry, with codes. And there's probably over a million different types of codes. We haven't really seen half of what is really out there, but we're still discovering more information on that. Is there anything you want to share on that, Roy?
Well, we know that a lot of the patterns that, you know, a lot of people seem to repeat, you know, they just can have a lot to do with those programs. And until we get the right frequencies, you know, into our energy field, and a lot of people will continue, whether that be physically, spiritually, or even emotionally. So we know that a lot of this information is coming forward and it's being exposed. We just have to be open, you know, to, you know, this information. According to what Lloyd, you know, shared with us, this has helped a lot of people with, you know, different illnesses by using these codes. And he's able to get these codes from a higher source. So, you know, it's not something he made up. You know, he knows that, you know, everything is energy. He's used it on animals. He used it on people. And he has seen a huge difference, you know, after using these codes. Is there anything else, Adrian?
Well, it definitely makes a lot of sense. And for all our callers out there, this could be one of the reasons, too, why we're having so much earth changes. It's not just because of all the technologies. It's because we're being infiltrated, we're being disconnected from Source, and we're always with Source because we are part of Source. But what I mean by disconnected is we have all these energetic programs that are blocking us from moving into our Source energy, which is our higher selves. So when we learn to get back with ourselves, into ourselves, we can infiltrate the matrix and connect with our higher self to manifest the kind of things that we want in our life. You know, if we say that we want this to be what it is, then it will be what it is. We know the universe don't discriminate, and we know that a lot of it is our way of thinking, that we have to program affirmations in our DNA. And sometimes some people think, you know, why isn't this working? Well, a lot of it's not working because, you know, you've been programmed. You've been so programmed that you have all this negative energy that has built up. And so you have to infiltrate the negative energy with love and light, and that's the only way you get around the negative energy. And so anything can grow. I mean, it's kind of like your heart walls. That's a good example. If you have a heart wall, then that's going to grow into a size of a house. And that's how big this energy can grow. It's like a huge bubble. It keeps building and building and building. And that's all infiltrated. That's all part of mind control. Once you get rid of that, then you're deprogramming the heart chakra. If you have what they call the spider program, then you're going to see a huge web coming out of your crown chakra. And that huge web can be connected to psychic cords, which is what we call psychic cords. Once that's deprogrammed, then the web starts to break. and you allow that information to flow through your crown chakra so you can get psychic awareness. So, you know, we have to look into all kinds of different things that could be affecting us. Are you still there, Roy? Hello.